10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And welcome if this is your first time listening. I am Sue Z. Zawacki, your host, and weekly I invite expert guests on to teach us many things about and for our aging journey. And our website is aginginforadio.com, and there you can listen to our show streaming live. And of course, it also goes up on podcasts, which you can listen to 24/7 after we air. And my show today is about male health. Yes, health below the belly button. This show is not only for men, it is definitely for women, but we're going to talk about exactly that, male health below the belly button. And keep in mind that other than skin cancer, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in American men. And the American Cancer Society estimates for prostate cancer in the United States about 221 new prostate cancer cases every year, with approximately 27,000 deaths. In fact, it's one out of every seven men who are diagnosed. And my first guest is Dr. David Samadi, who is a board-certified urologic oncologist trained in open traditional and laparoscopic surgery as an expert in robotic prostate surgery. Welcome, Dr. David Samadi, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're definitely the right person to talk to when we talk about, you know, male health below the belly button.
Yeah, so this month, obviously, is significant. September is Prostate Cancer Month. And we want men out there to know that about prostate cancer, about how to keep their prostate healthy, to make sure they know their PSA and testosterone. And that's why interviews like this is actually quite significant and can save many lives out there.
Well, I think there's a misnomer that many people think that prostate cancer is only that older men are the only ones affected by this. And this is probably not so true anymore.
About 10 to 15% of prostate cancers are found among young men. We're talking about younger than 50 years old. And genetic and race plays a very important role, and those are risk factors. And that's one of the reasons why I've been a big advocate of men getting their PSA at least a baseline at the age of 40. You have to understand that there's a lot of debate going on in this country, and American Cancer Society and American Urologic Association and U.S. Task Force, they all have different guidelines, and these are moving targets. Every year they may start at 50, now it's 55, but I think getting a baseline at 40 is significant in order to save those men that are very young, and when they come up with prostate cancer, they are very aggressive, and they may never make it to 50 or 55. That's why it's important.
Now, when you say get a PSA test, which I believe is the only, is that still the most common way of testing?
Certainly, the blood test stands for prostate-specific antigen. It's almost similar to what women do for breast cancer, which is a mammogram. It can detect not only prostate cancer, but it can detect inflammation or enlarged prostate. So it's non-specific, but now in our center in Manhattan, we have a lot of different tests. We have 4K tests, we have PSA3, we have MRI images to look for this kind of cancer. So we've gotten a lot smarter, and I think the risk of getting a biopsy is of a risk of infection or complications are extremely low. But we are, we're able to target the right patients for biopsy, not just like these random biopsies, or we're able to find out who is at risk and who is not, use a lot of genetic tests to find that prostate cancer. So in the last decade, we've come a lot smarter in this field, and I think catching prostate cancer early has a very high cure rate.
Well, Dr. David Somadi, you're definitely the right man to talk. And you said September is Prostate Cancer Month, so we're talking about the right subject here. But I'd like to know why you think prostate cancer is on the rise in, say, younger men.
Some of it is about awareness and screening. And I think as we're becoming more educated, men out there are getting tested, so we're finding it out early. And some of it is because I think, you know, the environmental factors, lack of exercise, obesity, our diet, all these animal fat that we're consuming, all of that plays a role in these kind of cancers, whether it's colon cancer or breast cancer, and certainly prostate cancer. And that's one of the reasons why knowing your blood test, understanding exactly how this cancer works, the fact that is when the cancer is contained within the prostate, removal of it and can cure you over 90% of the time, a lot of this information is not known. And that's partly because prostate is an unknown entity. People don't know about it. There are no symptoms. That's why they call it a silent killer. And unless we go out there and educate men out there, they would never know about this.
Well, let's talk about some of the risk factors. You mentioned it's genetic, but what are some of the other risk factors? You also mentioned obesity.
Yes, certainly old age plays a big role. And as we get older, the risk of prostate cancer goes higher. Now, once you get to your mid-70s and 80s, and if you have a low-risk prostate cancer, you may not want to do much about this, and we may want to follow you. When you're younger, and today, 65 and even 70 is considered young because men go on to their 80s and 90s because heart disease is not really a major issue anymore. So we need to think long term about how to take care of these patients. So aging is certainly a risk factor. Race, and we know that African Americans have 3-to-1 ratio, higher risk of getting prostate cancer. Genetic plays a role. If your first degree parents, father, grandfather, uncles have prostate cancer, those are at risk. And certainly, as you mentioned, diet plays a role as well.
Now, early detection, of course, we all know that screening helps detect that. And you said people should start, or men should start at 40, and then how often should they get their blood tested?
I think it's a conversation that you should be having with your doctor, depending on the individual risk. If you have a high-risk family history, then I would say probably once a year, and you look at the trend of the PSA and look at the speed. There's no recommendation when it comes down the pipeline based on U.S. Task Force or American Urologic Association until between the age of 55 to 69. I think that's a little bit problematic, and a lot of urologists think that that's probably not a good recommendation because you're going to be missing out on a lot of men out there that have significant cancer. The reason why these recommendations are changing all the time is because we want to reduce the morbidity, incontinence, impotence, or some of the things that may be out there. But the message to a lot of men out there is that if you choose the right treatment in the hands of the right person, your outcome would be superb. And you want to go to centers that are dedicated to prostate cancer, centers of excellence that talk about prostate cancer, have the testing, have the right diagnostic tools, not just any local urologist that may or may not be treating this kind of disease.
I find it so interesting because breast cancer is always talked about all over. Women know we need to go in for the mammograms. But, you know, prostate checks, it's kind of kept under the rug a little bit, and it's never brought to the forefront. And that's really what saves lives.
You know why? Because women think completely different than men. One of the reasons why a couple of years ago I started this whole movement about, I came up with this whole Somadi challenge, which was women for men's health. And the reason is because men, you know, we're a different species. Unless something is not broken, we don't want to fix it. You only take your car to the shop when the muffler is falling off. That's why nobody goes for screening. Whereas women, they keep maintaining themselves. They go for pap smears. They go for mammograms. They go for screening. So I think the message is not only to men, but a lot of girlfriends and wives should listen to this. Take your men to get tested. Not only know about your cholesterol, blood pressure, mammograms, but also know about his PSA and keep a tap on that. Because when you have a jump, I just saw a patient the other day that his PSA was 1, the year after was 2, the year after was 5. That's a big jump every year, doubling every year. We're concerned about that patient, and that patient needs to get a biopsy.
Absolutely. Well, Women for Men's Health, I'm definitely on board with you there, Dr. David Somati. You're also a medical correspondent for Fox News Channel Medical A-Team. Yes. And the chief medical correspondent for AM 970 in New York. So you're out there educating, and I'm so excited to talk to you because I want to ask you more questions as far as if somebody, we're going to talk about this coming back or coming up next, but I want to find out more about what to do if you are diagnosed with prostate cancer and some of the questions to ask your doctor and some of the treatments available because you're very progressive with prostate health. Right, Dr. Somati?
Exactly right. And I think that for that reason, we created something called prostatecancer911.com. And the reason is because they should know about all the options available. They hear all these ads about radiation. They hear ads about cryotherapy. And patients are confused. And one treatment, one size fit all is not a good treatment.
Not at all. Now, one size fits all doesn't work pretty much for anything. Well, I'm here with Dr. David Somati, and we have so much more to cover here, right here on Aging Info Radio.
When you look in the mirror, you should feel happy. When you smile, you should feel confident. If everyday moments like chewing, drinking, talking, or just smiling for a photo make you feel uncomfortable or embarrassed because of your teeth, it's time to think about permanent dental implants. It's much easier and affordable than you may think. And Dr. Joel Akrush and his team at Artistic Dentistry want to show you how customized dental implants can give you freedom and confidence back into your life. Call 708-301-6060 now for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation that includes free 3D digital scans. Artistic Dentistry uses a state-of-the-art CBCT scan, which allows Dr. Akrush to customize your smile with precision planning, allowing for immediate use and quick healing. Are you ready to have your natural-looking, beautiful smile back? Then call Artistic Dentistry now at 708-301-6060 or log on to donewithdentures.com. That's donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, serving the South and Southwest suburbs for more than 23 years. Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susie Zawacki, and this segment is brought to you by ControlMyCare.info. If you have a chronic illness and take four or more medications, the Senior Saver program is for you. You do not have to sort out all your medications or wonder if they're working well together. You have a care team who will help make it so easy. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. Well, I have the pleasure of having Dr. David Somati on today as my first guest. He is a board-certified oncologist, and we are talking about September being Prostate Cancer Health Month. And about Women for Men's Health as well. And Dr. David Somati, his website is prostatecancer911.com. He does practice out in New York. His number is 212-365-5000. Dr. Somati, when someone is diagnosed with prostate cancer, what do you recommend as the next step?
So, just so you know, years ago, when we were doing a lot of open surgery for prostate cancer, incontinence and impotence was a big issue because you were cutting someone open, there was a lot of blood in the field, and you couldn't see well. So the morbidity and the complications were higher. And over the last decade or so, and thousands of cases later of doing robotic surgery, We're able to get patients, of course, that's also surgeon dependent, but we're able to get the patients through these kind of treatments for prostate cancer with excellent continence and sexual function. If you really do a lot of these procedures and you're committed and you have a program, the outcome is superb. Now, why surgery? And this is not the surgeon talking surgery. The reason is because out of all the treatment options, CyberKnife, radiation, seed implant, cryotherapy, watchful waiting, the only one option that gives you a very accurate staging, meaning that how much cancer you have in your prostate, whether your lymph nodes are involved or not, what type of prostate cancer you have, and on, that's all done by surgery. After surgery, your PSA should always be zero, so the patients are in control. And if cancer ever comes back after surgery, in 5 to 10% of the time, you can still give radiation after surgery. So you have a plan B or a backup plan. Now let's look at the other options. If we go ahead and follow all these ads that you hear on radios, radiation, cyber knives, you basically don't know what you're treating because you're only treating the random biopsies or the pathology that the doctor gave you. But we know that that sometimes could not be the real picture of what you have in your prostate. And also radiation over time can cause impotence and incontinence. As in a year or two after, once the radiation starts to kick in, it will affect those nerves. I think today, in the hands of experienced surgeons, people that do hundreds and thousands of these surgeries over the years, we're able to get not only good continence, but save your sexual function and be able to get you through this. And we have our own technique that I have developed called Smart Technique, where the sexual function is truly superb after robotic surgery. So talk to your doctor, always get a second opinion, and then you find the right person to take care of it.
So the robotic surgery, how long has this been available?
I was one of the pioneers in the field. I've been doing this for the last 15 years, one of the first ones, and certainly have done more of these surgeries than anyone else in the U.S., I believe. I'm the chair of urology at Lenox Hill Hospital, and here in New York City, we do over 500 of these surgeries a year. It's a very high volume. There's a program dedicated to this, meaning that there are tons of nurses committed to the patients. I perform the entire operation from beginning to the end. There's a program afterwards. So this requires a lot of manpower and staffing and follow-up and care in order to get the kind of outcome that we're looking for, and we have it here. I'm concerned that the urologists that do few of these surgeries may not have enough experience, and those are the times that you may see some incontinence and impotence. So choose wisely. Go for centers that do a lot of them, interview few surgeons, and then see which one will fit your personality and you trust, and you move forward with that person. These surgeries usually, Sue, takes about an hour and a half in our hands. They will stay overnight. We have a beautiful floor dedicated to them, so there's no infection. It's quiet. It's the best care that I can provide to any patients. And then afterwards, they go through what we call a penile rehabilitation with oral medications like Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and they continue to have great quality of life.
Now, with the other types of treatment, the radiation, you said, the CyberKnife, the seed, they don't always get to the real source of the problem, where you're saying your robotic prostate surgery kind of nips it in the bud.
Not only that, but I think a lot of people need to know that radiation, even though it may sound easier, it's not, because radiation can affect the rectum. Radiation causes secondary cancer, so it may cause rectal cancer. It can lead to bladder cancer. A lot of people don't know this. And radiation, over time, it can affect their potency and nerve damage. So radiation was a way to go years ago when open surgery was difficult. Today, I think the first line of treatment, certainly in our hands, and there are a lot of great surgeons across the country that do high volume 300, 400 surgeries a year plus. You should go to them and choose someone who's really good at it and have a program and get the cancer out. You want to know how much cancer you have. You want to know how far it's gone. You want to know the accurate staging and always follow that PSA. If the PSA is zero, you can sleep at night and know your cancer is gone. Radiation doesn't give you those options.
Now, how long does it take someone to fully recover if they do the robotic prostate surgery?
Usually they're back in at work in 2 weeks. We have a lot of international patients that can get in the plane and go back home in 10 days. They can start playing golf in about a month. They can start swimming, biking in about a month. So in a big picture, it's a fairly short visit. Now, your radiation takes about 45 days of radiation, and the new thing that they're promoting a lot, and we still have to wait and see what the outcome is from CyberKnife, is that they're squeezing all of this radiation within 5 days. And while the ads sound great, we're seeing a lot of patients that are coming with unbelievable complications, and these poor patients don't know what they're getting themselves into. So a word of caution to a lot of these patients that are choosing radiation, and be careful, because it doesn't sound good. And the patients that come to see us, they have a lot of issues.
Well, I think along with the physical, the emotional is another area if you have any cancer.
100%. So I think we're concentrating on the patients and their families, certainly using the wives in the picture to make sure that we get the patient through. You know, this is all part of the psyche of taking care of the patients with cancer. And we're always available, certainly in the month of September, as a way to give back. There's always free consultations, and people can go to prostatecancer911.com, or they can call the office 212-365-5000, and we give free consultation to help people out there. You don't need to die from this disease. You catch prostate cancer early, the cure rate is high, and the whole future is ahead of you. You don't need to compromise.
And Women for Men's Health, you hear that? Say that one more time again, Dr. Samadi.
It's called Samadi Challenge, and it's like using women out there to really get their men and encourage them to get their PSA, go to the doctor, get tested, get that exam. This whole thing about whether you're going to be less of a man by getting a rectal exam is a joke. It can save your life.
Yes, I mean, early detection with any cancer can save your life, and especially with prostate cancer. It's so great, too, that you're bringing all this. Now, as far as somebody that is going into surgery, what would you recommend to prepare themselves for that?
I think like having a conversation with your doctor, making sure that you're an appropriate weight, and if you're a little obese, you want to lose weight, you want to make sure that you go to your cardiologist and get good medical clearance, that you're all set for that. And every center have their own preoperative testing and labs and those kind of things. But also you want to start doing some of your Kegel exercises, prepare your continence mechanism ahead of time. There are a lot of sexual function tricks that we can use, and certainly Smart Gym is one of those things that you can start using by making your pelvic muscles stronger before surgery, taking some of the oral medications like Viagra, Cialis, beforehand. Those are some of the things that we can do in prepping the patient before the operation.
Well, I think it's so important too, Dr. David Samadi, that people really do get with their doctor if their PSA levels are getting higher and higher, or if they're diagnosed, and really get what program will work best for you. But your robotic prostate surgery sounds like it's cutting edge and doing the job. I want to thank you for being my guest today on Aging Info Radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for bringing awareness up.
All right. And you want to stay right here. You want to hear coming up next, we have a way to take control of your sexual, urinary, and prostate health. The first FDA Kegel exercise program for men right here on Aging Info Radio.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers is the one place where Medicare-eligible seniors are treated like they are part of a family. GenCare provides a one-stop shop for all senior medical services, including compassionate primary care, on-site x-ray and imaging, prescription services, specialty care, and courtesy transportation for those who qualify. GenCare patients love their doctors. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com for more information.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor and Associates free seminar. You'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat. Call now.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. We are talking about men's health below the belly button today, with it being September being Prostate Cancer Month or Prostate Health Month. And my next guest is a very interesting person, David Mandel. He is the president and CEO of The Private Gym. It is the first FDA-registered Kegel exercise program for men. Welcome, David, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, we were just talking with Dr. David Samadi about prostate health, and your private gym, I mean, Kegel exercises for women have been around. They've been, you know, people know about them. And when this came across my desktop, I thought, wow, I've never heard of that. So it's good to know that you founded this private gym, but I'd like for you to tell us, you know, it's a natural solution and how you came up with all this.
Absolutely. No, it's a very exciting product. And, you know, we've had it on the market since September of last year. It went through a 4-month clinical trial. But, you know, I'm in my 40s, and I'm a man that is getting older, and I have a father that is in his 70s. And I'm an exercise enthusiast, and I began studying and learning about Kegel exercises for women. My wife has 3 kids. And as an exercise enthusiast, I was reading about them online and in other places and with the Mayo Clinic, and I started doing them. And I saw remarkable changes in my body. And, you know, what I realized was there was no actual program. There was nothing that taught men how to do them. There was nothing that took the best principles of exercise and applied them to this area of the body. And there was certainly no resistance component, which, of course, when you place resistance against muscles, it's what makes it stronger. Women have lots of devices like this. How do you do that for men? So I set off to do this and create what is effectively the most effective pelvic muscle, Kegel muscle exercise program for men.
It just makes sense. I mean, if you think about it, we all do, you know, cardio exercises for our heart and then, of course, strength training and all that. But, I mean, even where do they, why is it stopped there? So it's great that you've brought the private gym to the marketplace, and I'm just curious what the reaction is with people.
So the reaction has been remarkable. We have thousands of men, both in the U.S. right now and internationally, using the program, and we get wonderful stories about this every day. But let me tell you, one of the things that's fascinating is, you know, my background, I'm not a doctor. And I have an interesting background, but I came up with a concept, and then we put together the best team of urologists and physiotherapists and sexual health experts to develop this program so it is make it as effective as possible. And what we have seen is that it is a product that helps men of all ages. So whether you're young and you're looking to improve your body, but as we age, this muscle system causes so many problems for us, from incontinence to erectile dysfunction. I mean, muscles control your sexual and urinary system. So why wouldn't you strengthen them? And that's what we've done. And, you know, that is what's so remarkable about it. And it's getting to men and getting them to understand that they can do this. It's easy, but you need an effective program to do it.
Mm-hmm. David Mandel's website is privategym.com, and it is the first FDA-registered pelvic muscle exercise system for men. I mean, there must be such a science behind this, or just the basics. Like you said, why is this for women, or why do women have a Kegel exercise program and men don't?
Yeah, and you know, that's the funny thing, is that we've noticed a couple of things, and what's really interesting is getting to talk to customers and patients and people using the program, and we have urology offices all across the country using the program now too. But the two things that men are inundated every day with products that are promising all sorts of false things, whether they're herbal supplements claiming to do certain things to their, you know, to their reproductive system. You know, everybody knows what their junk mailbox looks like. And then the fact that they don't know much about their bodies. Just men in general know very little about their sexual health. And that's what, you know, really motivates me and our company, is to get men to understand that they can improve their sexual and urinary health through exercise. 10 minutes a day, 3 days a week. We take you through this system. And what's remarkable, we have a lot of men that are using this program. I finished an interview with a man the other day that was in his 70s and said, I have been trying to stop my post-void dribbling for months. He said, your product's better than my urologist.
That's definitely a kudos to you. We were talking with David Mandel with privategym.com is his website. We're going to find out how Private Gym helps if you're undergoing any type of prostate cancer treatments or any treatments in general. All right here, coming up next with David Mandel, who is the president and CEO of The Private Gym, right here on Aging Info Radio. So you don't change that dial. You stay right there. We will be right back.
Missing teeth can cause embarrassing gaps in your smile. They can even cause problems with chewing or talking. You probably feel self-conscious, and maybe you've been considering dental implants for a while, but you have concerns. Don't let fear stand in your way to gaining your beautiful smile back. Dr. Joel Akrush and his caring team at Artistic Dentistry understands that most people don't like to go to the dentist. For the last 23 years, Dr. Akrush has helped ease the concerns of more than 11,000 satisfied patients. He focuses on creating custom dental implants that look just like your natural teeth. The entire procedure is completed at one location with one doctor. Artistic Dentistry uses a state-of-the-art CBCT scan, which allows Dr. Akrush to customize your smile with precision planning, allowing for immediate use and quick healing. Get the smile you've always wanted. Call Artistic Dentistry now at 708-301-6060 or log on to donewithdentures.com. That's donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, serving the South and Southwest suburbs for more than 23 years.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Z. Zawacki.
And this segment is brought to you by Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Yes, choose who inherits your home with one simple form, which can save families thousands in legal fees, time, and aggravation. Call Chicago Title Land Trust at 312-223-4110 or visit their website at ctlandtrust.com. Well, I am here with David Mandel. He is the president and CEO of The Private Gym, which is the first FDA-registered pelvic muscle exercise system for men. And David, if somebody is diagnosed with prostate cancer or they need treatment of any kind, how does The Private Gym help?
So it's an excellent question. So one of the things that we have seen, and we have a great urology team behind this product, is that as men prepare for prostate surgery, they have typically anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks before they go in. Now, this is a time that can be very emotional. It's scary because we all know what many of the effects are after prostate surgery: erectile dysfunction, incontinence. There's all sorts of issues that come out. But everybody, and the urologists rightly so, are focused on removing the cancer. But during that period, there's actually something you can do to prepare, and that is strengthen the pelvic floor. And all studies and evidence shows that if you strengthen the pelvic floor going into prostate surgery, you have a greatly reduced side effects coming out, incontinence, erectile dysfunction. So the Private Gym is the exercise program to strengthen those muscles to prepare for prostate surgery, and it is the program you use right as you come out. And I'll tell you something else very interesting. We also work with a product called Vibrect, which is the first medical male vibrator, and it's Vibrect.com. And the Private Gym and Vibrect together, what we call the erection recovery program, when used right after prostate surgery, one stimulates the nerves to basically reawaken them and helps create the erection, and the Private Gym strengthens the pelvic floor to maintain the erection and to stop the incontinence.
Well, I always think of the emotional side of somebody that's diagnosed with prostate cancer and what they must go on, you know, must go on with a man that is thinking about the things that you just talked about. And let's talk a little bit more about some of the health benefits of the Private Gym, even if you are not diagnosed with prostate cancer or need any surgeries.
Absolutely. And to your point about the psychological impact, what we have found with Private Gym, both for men that are just doing it that are healthy or are looking to reverse certain conditions, or for prostate surgery, when you're focused on improving a part of your body and exercise, we all know how exercise helps your mind and really helps your outlook and your psychological, you know, impact. When you are focused on it and looking to improve it, it has a very significant impact. And what we found in our clinical trials with the Private Gym, with men that went through the Private Gym program, had a 90% improvement in sexual self-confidence because they're working to improve a part of their body and they're doing it. And we believe the same thing is true on the prostate surgery side, that when the patient is taking an active role in preparing and recovering and improving their body, they're not just passively sitting by waiting for something to happen, for something to get better, or for some short-term result from a pill. This is an active role in improving your body for the long term, which is what is so exciting about this product.
Well, you're the first with it, huh?
We are, and I'll tell you, it took us 3 years to develop it, and you know, it is a product that went through a tremendous amount of research and study, you know, to really take, again, the best principles of exercise, but the best principles of teaching, so that what it is it the interactive DVD, and it's also available online. You have streaming access. The videos are clean, they're medically focused, and they take you through step-by-step a progressive exercise program, squeezing and releasing the pelvic muscles that gets harder each week, then adds resistance with our super soft resistance ring, places resistance against the pelvic muscles. And the product helps men that have erectile dysfunction, incontinence, poor bowel health, but also for the healthy man, it improves sexual performance. So as men are approaching 40, in the 30s, approaching 40, those pelvic muscles are getting weaker. This helps keep them strong and helps maintain throughout the life cycle. So it is for men of all ages.
Well, I think this is so important. Are you knocking Viagra out of the marketplace there?
No, you know what's funny is the product works perfectly in conjunction with PDE5 medications, Viagra, Cialis, because many men are taking these medications, and these medications are helpful for blood flow, because one of the things with the private gym is if you're looking at using the resistance component, you actually have to be able to maintain a healthy erection. So the Viagra, Cialis, and these medications will help men do the program when you get to the advanced stage of it. And again, what it's doing is helping you improve your body so that you wean off of it. You know, so we have programs for men where, you know, you don't need an erection to do it. We also have the program where you do, and that is giving you kind of a greater strengthening of the muscle system.
And both programs are on your videos.
Exactly. Both programs are available online at privategym.com and on amazon.com.
Well, you know, exercise is definitely on the forefront, but I didn't. That's why I say when this crossed my desktop, I thought, well, that's really interesting. How come women were the only ones that ever talked about Kegel exercises? Because there's so many health benefits for men with the private gym.
So many, because we have the same muscle system. You know, it's obviously a little bit different. It's in the men and it controls different organs, but the muscle system is just as complex. And when you think about it, everything that is happening for men in that area is controlled by muscles.
Right.
So, you know, your bladder, your sphincters, you know, the muscle system that controls erectile function, it is
all that.
You know, is a factor of many things coming together, but those muscles need to be strong.
Well, David Mandel, your world of information, we're going to get your words of wisdom for the day coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
Susie Zawacki says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio from the ControlMyCare.info studio.
Yes, September is Prostate Health Month, and you want to make sure that you're getting your checkups like you should. And if you're not, make sure your wife or girlfriend or the female in your world is making you. Well, I'm here with David Mandel. He is the CEO and founder of Private Gym. And David, give us your words of wisdom for the day.
You know, I would say you are never too old to continue to improve your body and your health. And I think that really is the key. And, you know, I've seen it, whether you're 40 or whether you're 80, you know, you can take active control and you can improve your health.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much. You have been a world of information. David's website is privategym.com. That will give you all the information about the Kegel exercises for men and how they will impact your health. Thank you again, David.
Thank you so much, Sue. Take care.
All right. And let's see. Imagine having to move from your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it all by yourself. Now, imagine doing it when you are 80. Where would you start and who would you call? Mark Rantis is who you would call, your senior real estate concierge. In addition to getting your home sold, he will connect you to all the trusted professionals to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark Rantis at 847-606-5272. And this coming Wednesday is the Active Senior Expo in St. Charles at the Prairie Events Center. It's at 525 South Randall Road from 9:30 a.m. till 2. And there's free admission on their website at activeseniorexpo.com. And that's this Wednesday, September 23rd, 2015. Let's see. My pause pooch this week is Toronto, a two-month-old female black lab mixed with some awesome white markings. She weighs in at 10 pounds, and this puppy won't be around long. Go to pawschicago.org or call 773-935-PAWS to meet Toronto. And this pup is waiting with her paws crossed for you to come and give her a forever home. Call PAWS at 773-935-PAWS. Yes, Stacey, that's Toronto. Give her a home. Somebody give her a home. And if you are eligible for Social Security, contact my Save Money Man, John O'Connor. He'll teach you all that you need to know about becoming eligible and choosing when to take Social Security and why. This is a huge decision that will impact your financial future for the rest of your life. Call John O'Connor at 847-274-2681. And Dr. David Samadi and David Mandel's contact information will all be up along with our show podcast, a blog, pictures of our guests at agingInfoRadio.com. And make sure you do also check out our marketing partners who support Aging Info Radio. They are the best at what they do. And check out their expert partner page right there again on our website at agingInfoRadio.com. Well, I am Sue Z. Zawacki, your host. And until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
What's happening? What does it mean?